Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back to yet another incredible episode of Mission Accepted. We so appreciate all of you listeners and all of you viewers, and we really appreciate it even more so when we hear from our guests, and we do, that you've reached out, because they're here to share their message. And today it is not one person, it is multiple people. You know we love our group shows. And I am just so honored, not only am I part of this crew, but today I'm going to be interviewing this crew. So I really recommend at the end, when you look in the show notes and you see the book and you hear about the book and all the things, go get the book. Go to the summit, go to the book, go to the movies, go to the awards, do the thing over and over and over and over again. And here's the coolest thing from someone who knows a little bit about anthologies. Is it's really great. Amy and Nancy, you are going to meet these ladies, Amy Harrington and Nancy Harrington, who are the publishers of this book, who have many more surprises. Once you get to know them, you'll get to figure that out. That it's really cool, and they feel the same way, that when one of the authors who co-authored in the book goes, guess what? Someone reached out to me because they read my chapter. Because what I know about hanging out with authors is that there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of thought. There's a lot of getting friends to read it. There's a lot of edit, put it in, put it out. Oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm gonna get in on time. There's all sorts of bravery that it takes to put your words in print. Because you know what? We can do a little Facebook Live or an Instagram thing and we're like, okay, no one's gonna even know about that in 48 hours. But when you put something in print, right, it's there. It's there. It's a different type of, you know, excitement that sometimes shows up as maybe some angst. But when it takes a lot of bravery to do that, whether it's one page, two page, a poem, a chapter, or a book, there is a mindset that an author has to get into and some courage to go, I'm going to put my words. What words? What am I going to represent myself today? And what I know is that I know that what we're hoping from today, what we're hoping from you listening to these women today, is that you reach out, you read their page, their pages, their story. And if it inspires you, there is nothing more rewarding, because you'll hear it and it sounds so Hallmark. It sounds so Hallmark. If it changes one life, it was worth it. But that's how 1 + 1 = many. That's it. That's all. That's the power of these incredible anthologies. Super blessed to be a part of this one. You know how much I support print. I'm a big print gal. I like to dog ear, I like to circle, and I can't even lend my books out because I write personal names and notes in them. Now I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to introduce you to these incredible publishers, and they are going to introduce you to this incredible crew, and we're going to have some fun today. So Amy, I'm going to pass it over to you first. Please meet Amy Harrington, and then you will listen to Nancy Harrington, and Amy's going to bring these incredible people up to the stage.
Yes. Thank you, Deb. Thank you for having us. Thank you for being part of the book. We were so happy to be part of your 262 book, and it means the world to have you in ours. We love your story. So these are just some of the incredible authors who have bared their souls in our Awakening Your Power book. I'm going to just go from the order I see them in. So when I say your name, wave to everybody. Dr. Melissa Bird, we'll start with you. Claudia Cordova Rucker. Cheryl Burrows, Jennifer Kaufman, my beautiful sister Nancy, who we'll talk in a minute, Beth Elsfelder, Julie DeLuca Collins, our gorgeous host Deb Drummond, and Dolly Rivera.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Nancy, if you could please share with us a little bit about the book and also the title of the book, and then let's kick this party off.
So the book is called Awakening Your Power,
Real Stories of Women's Empowerment. And this book features poems, a poem, and stories from these lovely women and others about the moment that they stepped into their power. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this book, just rereading it, editing it, designing it, putting it all together, seeing the beautiful photographs that everyone has sent to us to put in the book. It's just so beautiful. And the stories are so inspiring, and they are such diverse stories and great topics. And they range from a woman who jumped out of a plane to women who have survived abusive relationships, to women who have stood up to superiors and people that were oppressing them. And it's just beautiful. So I'll stop talking and let you talk to them and hear their stories.
My goodness, thank you. We're so excited. Okay, well, let's start with you, Dr. Melissa Bird. And I'm going to ask this question. So we're just going to kind of go round robin here. But what was it about telling the story of how you awoke to your power that inspired you to write in this book? Like, what was it about that that you're like, I'm going to write about this?
So, I'm the poet. So, my book is a little bit of slam, or my poem is a little bit of slam poetry, a little bit of it's very powerful, if I do say so myself. But what I really loved about not writing a chapter is that it really allowed me to explore this very creative side of myself. I do a lot of writing. And so it was really fun to be able to do poetry instead of writing a typical chapter about my life. And I actually was inspired from, there's a book called The Book of Longings by Sue Monk Kidd. And in that book, she refers to an ancient poem written supposedly by a woman. It's anonymous, that was found in an urn buried in the desert. In the Middle East. And so it was actually done in that sort of genre, that idea. So it's a long form poem, much like the one I read about in that book. And so it was just really exciting to be able to explore my creativity in a just an entirely different way. So.
Oh, I am very much looking forward to that. It's like the empowerment from the empowerment. I don't know. That's great and refreshing. I can relate to that. Thank you so much. And how about yourself, Claudia?
Oh, this has been a really amazing journey. And I do write, but I've always struggled to kind of make it flow. And for me, writing this chapter really helped me build different skills that I didn't have. It has been challenging for me to get it down. I'm usually not very succinct. I'm verbose. I speak and I teach through stories, yet my stories are really long and they're windy. This, Amy and Nancy know that this was really a major challenge for me, but it made me a stronger writer. It helped me tell my story in a way that is beautifully expressed in a small amount of words. And, I enjoyed the whole process, and it was creative. It was just creative in a different way than what I've usually experienced when I write.
I think that's the beautiful thing about saying yes, right? You have an opportunity and you're like, well, and they're like four words, not 40. You're like, oh, or whatever it is, right? And then you find the beauty in that. That's really beautiful. Thank you. And Cheryl, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, honey.
Well, I come from a family that where children are seen and not heard. So actually speaking out loud was very difficult for me for a very, very long time. So the opportunity to actually think about this in a way that I hadn't before, and then to put it on paper. And then have the courage to share it because I still have issues with shame. And even though it wasn't my fault, but the idea of I'm actually talking and it's okay is still something that I struggle with. So it's a great privilege, and I'm very grateful to have had the opportunity to write and share my story. I think many women experience repression. They don't know that they're being repressed. but perhaps when they read my story and my experience, they'll be inspired to explore their version of self-empowerment. And that would mean a great deal to me.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. And I think that's what does happen, right? When you read someone's story, you're like, oh, I think there's many people that can relate to statements like seen and not heard, or all of those things, and what that can do with the aftermath of that, on how something that someone can take and it rolls off their back, and then someone can take it and it can stop them from talking for 10 years. Like, we just don't know, right? So yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Hello, and my sister Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great, Deb. Thank you. So for me, this process came through like a back door. Actually, I had recently met Amy and Nancy, and we were getting to know each other. And I write, you know, pretty often. I've written 4 books and been part of other anthologies. But long story short is I woke up in the middle of the night and was divinely guided to write something more like a TED Talk type of thing. And I privately shared it with Amy and Nancy. And then they came back to me at some period of time and said, would you please be, you know, consider being in the book? And for me, it's a pretty big deal because I speak about a level of transparency of what it's like to rise up from terrorism and how that experience revealed to me over time that there was an inner terrorist that lived inside of me that I needed to heal. And so it talks about how I went from wanting to silently kill the 2 young men that killed and maimed so many of us to embracing them with love and compassion.
Wow. There you go. Power within power. And hello. Thank you, Beth. How are you?
Really well, Deb. So great to be here again. This is only my second time to actually write something. And I decided, actually, I was guided to share some stories and experiences in this chapter of this amazing book that I have not shared with very many people. And so for me, what inspired me was this being an opportunity to share those experiences, to be more authentic and out in the open, and to let people know that sometimes awakening your power is not this big mountaintop experience that happens once and, you know, it's, you know, then everything's changed. A lot of times it happens through a series of events and experiences that happen over a lifetime. And, you know, that was the case for me, but we are supported and guided throughout our lives. And we eventually get there no matter how long it takes.
Oh, that's beautiful. I mean, when you talk, what I hear is divine timing, divine timing, divine timing. I mean, it's the right time when it's the right time, you know? That's really beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing. And Julie.
Wow. Thank you so much for having me. One of the reasons that for me, I decided to share my story is mainly because if you know me, you know I'm a little extra. And this story in particular for myself, I always thought it was so ordinary, nothing great, big, and exciting. And yet, as I've been going through my own life, my own process, and helping other women, I realized that I couldn't be in the public eye helping others unless I really opened up and share parts that, even though I may think they're ordinary because they happen to me, they really have a message that it is possible to shift from something that you've been entrenched into for so long. It is necessary as well to find yourself in the power that you take when you take that first step that you're terrified of making. And again, I'm hoping that through me sharing my story, someone that may be in a similar circumstance can say, oh, okay, I think I can do this. And that's really why I went ahead and I shared the part of my story that I shared.
Thank you so much. Isn't it interesting, right? And what I find very interesting is that people will think that their story doesn't have impact, or that it's not big enough. Like someone talked about, it's not being on the top of the mountain. And if you really listen in conversations or when you have conversations with people, they're not necessarily those beautiful kitchen parties. I always talk about the kitchen parties, like the best parties when you're making a meal or having people over. They're not the earth shattering, oh, I saw it in the news, are you okay stories. It's the stuff that's going on within the person and those little things or having to brave up a little bit at a boss or I've got this I need to talk about that are really impactful. Like the little stuff can really, like Cheryl said, like they can hold you back. They can make you feel different about yourself. And I think it's the little things that continues to allow us to brave up and to go into a podcast or put it into a book or go talk to a family member or go, you know what I mean? All those things. I believe it's all the little stuff, right? Thank you for sharing. Or what we think is little stuff.
Absolutely.
I'll put it that way. What we think is little stuff. Thank you. Dali, hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having us. So I decided to share my story because my mom told me years ago when I was a kid to listen to older people because they would save me strife and challenges in life. And as I grew up, I remember finding out about things and getting frustrated because I was like, why didn't anybody tell me this? And I just hated that because I was like, I could have had more options or made different choices. And it would have also empowered me. And I have a 17-year-old and almost 19-year-old now. And I keep thinking about young women like them who don't understand that their experiences, like what Julie was saying, like, oh, it's, you know, so unique and nobody else goes through it. You have so many commonalities with other people and everybody approaches their challenges and you know, their celebrations very differently. And it's almost like this book is going to give women permission to own what they've been experiencing, their emotions, and validate that it's okay to feel that way and still continue to move forward. And especially my story, having been in the military, I really want young women in the military to understand what it's like to own your voice when you're a very heavily male-dominated space and that you can still do so much with your with the power of your voice.
Wow. Thank you so much. I love that. I mean, the word that's ringing in my ear is permission. And I think that's what happens when you read something like this and you align with it, is that it empowers you even if you don't have a story like anybody else's story, right? That there's an alliance of power that comes from this. So thank you so much, Dali, for sharing that. And Nancy, how about you?
I would say that the hardest part about putting this whole entire book together from start to finish was writing our chapter. We came up with 7 different versions and we'd run, oh, I had a great idea. How about this? And the other one would be like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it. So it took a while to land on our story. But the reason we did this project as a whole was because of what you just heard. You know, we've been hearing these stories for years now on our podcast and in our community and at our summits. And the women are just so badass and inspiring and uplifting and loving. And we just want as many people as possible to hear their stories and their voices. So that's why we put this book together.
Right on. Right on. And Amy, anything to add to that?
Nope. She said it perfectly.
Perfectly. Okay. Well, you know what, Amy, this time I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Look, this is all about coming into your power. And wouldn't that be cool if on every day, every morning you woke up and you were like, yeah, I got this. Yeah, I got this. And it stayed that way until you went to bed every single night. But we know that's not life. Dr. Melissa's like, no, I don't think so. So what do you do? You know, goddesses of writing about your power in this book. What have you learned about yourself? Or what have you learned that when you're not feeling it and you need to feel it, like you need to grab onto that? What are some of the things that you do that you can share with our audience today that's going to help them? You know, whatever it is. For me, it's journal writing and it's, you know, honestly, it's really loud, straight music in the morning. I'm like, I change my state. Journaling at night, music in the morning. But how about for you, Amy? What do you do to get into your power?
It's going to sound like a shameless plug, and it's not. It is the God's honest truth. I go to my sisters And my real life sisters, like Nancy and our sister Beth, who is also in the book, and our sister Lisa and our brother Lee, I go to them. And I go to the Passionistas Project Sisterhood, and I lean on all of these amazing women. And the days that I think, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do anything. I then remember, oh, I wonder if anybody's posted anything or commented. And I go and I see all of the amazing things that everybody's doing. I go and see how vulnerable everybody is and how it inspires me to figure out how I can help or who we can connect them with that might know. Or I just revel in the fact that I don't have to do anything because everybody's already got each other and we can just go, oh, okay, they've already taken care of it. But it's the thing, I have a monkey brain, and I was saying to Nancy earlier, given the state of the world, I should be curled up in a ball right now, freaking out. And I am calm because I know I have my sisters and they all have my back and I have theirs.
So what I'm hearing from that is your community, you know, dipping into your community, whether it's your family community, your local community or this, but you know, you're being able to stay within power through community. That's beautiful. All right. Dr. Melissa Bird, how about you?
I listen to Metallica as loud as humanly possible.
So we gotta talk.
Like that's, and I sometimes I will get in my Camaro. I have a Camaro, a convertible Camaro, and I will turn on Metallica and just go for a drive. That's what I do.
Right on. Great advice, by the way. That's good stuff. And for you, Claudia.
Yeah, for me, I think I have a process for this, and it's really just powering down, resting, connecting with myself, and then a really supportive community of business besties. We've been together for 9 years in a mastermind, and you know, we share with each other's daily life. And so if one of us is not feeling well, they're always there along with my husband, my mother, my dad. They live with us. So I'm surrounded by this really beautiful community. And now I have expanded that with the women from the Passionistas Project. I mean, Amy and Nancy have always been there for me, rooting me on, cheerleading, supporting wherever they could. But now, I've had the pleasure of meeting, like, for example, Dali, and being in her group, and then just realizing, wow, this is really quick to feel super connected with her or with Jennifer. And I told Jennifer things that, like, I haven't told a lot of people. Well, they will come out in the book. I was very vulnerable in the book, but she was super impressed. She goes, wow, I just met you, but I felt so comfortable. I already felt like she was there supporting me. Because we're part of this community.
Yeah. So what I hear, listeners, is really, again, community, but also love, mm-hmm. You know, feeling cared about, going, so she goes to where she feels cared about. Right. Mm-hmm. And Nancy, how about yourself?
I have a very wise woman that's often in my head. Her name is Dr. Melissa Bird. And I often, when I really need to find my power, I get in the water. I have a pool. I have a lovely pool. I get in the water. I'm a water baby. And it washes away my anxiety. And so that's what I do. And community. I would be remiss to not say it. Whenever I talk to anyone in the Passionistas community, there is a message that I need to hear in that moment. I hear it every day.
Right on. Right on. Thank you so much. And Cheryl, what do you do on those days when you got to get into your power?
I go for very, 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 very long walks. Mm-hmm. It just feels good, first of all, to move my body, and then it really does clear my head. But I also have a significant person in my life that I've known since I was 12. I'm not going to say how old I am because my ego won't like it, but at any rate, she's still in my life, and she tells me the truth, and I lean on her more times than I can tell you. So I feel very, very grateful to have her in my life.
Awesome. Moving the body, a great way to get into. I mean, there's these power stances that you get into, and neuronally, you're there. Like 3 minutes, you're in it. Thank you so much. Jennifer.
I have a series of things, all of which everyone else has already said, but something else that's different that I do is I'll go find stupid jokes that will make me laugh. No one else will laugh at them, but I will laugh so hard that it will shift my state. So that's something I do.
Oh, comedy sister, I'm with you. I always say Wanda Sykes and Russell Peters got me through the world health issue. All right. Thank you so much. Beth.
Yes, all of those.
All of those.
And since I'm an energy worker, I do self-Reiki. And that helps to calm my nervous system. It helps to balance my energy. And I end up feeling grounded and secure and loved and fully in my power.
Right on. Beautiful. And I've had Reiki by you, and I know. So, right? I felt it. It's good. It's good. Thank you. Julie.
Well, you know, this is why we're a community in the Passionista Sisterhood, because we all have very similar answers. But like Beth and Jennifer, one of the things that I've been doing that is different, I always told myself a story that I was not someone that could make plans thrive and that I would kill. And I used to call my plans my victims. And then all of a sudden, I decided to rewrite that story for myself and to say that, no, these are my beautiful, wonderful children plants that I'm going to nurture. And my grandmother had roses, so I planted roses in my garden. And they are, oh, in full bloom. And the fact that I can go out, get some flowers and have them and smell them and also remind myself I did that. And there's so many times that the world says, look how terrible you are, or you're seeing all the, you know, dumpster fire in the world. But there's all these moments where we can just sit back and I watch the birds. And if it's winter, I still look at those trees, at the bushes, because they're going to blossom. And they remind me that there's always that cyclical area where we come back from, you know, dying and being again alive and blossoming. So that's what I've been doing for the past couple of years. And it's been a really cool process for me.
I love that. And I'm sure every time you go and buy a plant or do something, it reminds you. It's such an, and for you, it's an empowering move, right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
That is so cool. Yeah. That is so cool. Thank you for sharing that. And Dali.
So I too do a combination depending on how the energy was dropped. But what I've been doing lately is that I will take my phone and do the voice recorder thing. And I will talk to myself, sometimes a little harsh, because I read David Goggins' book years ago and how he would like get in front of the mirror, but he would tell himself negative things. So I do the opposite. I do positive things, because one of my friends told me, like, what's wrong with you? Why do you convince yourself that you're not good enough or whatever it is I'm beating myself up over, right? So she's like, remember, you were a freaking drill sergeant in the army. So you need to. So I do that. I go in front of the mirror or with the recorder. And I talk to myself about, you're a badass. You did this, you did that. And I start counting every single tiny, tiny win and build up to the bigger ones, just to remind myself, like, hey, I can do things and I'll get out of this. And I remind myself, everything is temporary, even happiness. So I need to remember that this low moment is just very temporary. And then when my happy moment comes, embrace it, make sure I don't take it for granted. And just, that's my mantra lately. Everything's temporary. And then I talk to myself in the mirror with the recorder.
That's awesome. Oh my goodness. There is so many incredible ideas that everybody has just shared, accomplishment lists or something that I do, and reading accomplishment. Like, there's just so many things that you've all shared that our listeners and viewers can definitely pull and put into their empowerment toolkit, right? Okay, look, we have this incredible book. There's all these stories, and more so, this isn't even all the authors that have gone through their process and they've told you bits and pieces of what you are going to find in here and the things that they do to make themselves feel empowered. Okay. So I think there's so much power in words. And so what I'd love to do is ask you a question. And audience, I would love to ask it for you too. So as you're listening to this or as you're watching this, ask yourself this. And if I could encourage you, to tell somebody. I mean, we're all going to tell the world. They're like, what are you going to ask me? But they're like, you know, they're going to tell the world, because I've seen this happen live over and over and over again. When someone says something, how can it actualize, right? How can that actualize? So the one thing that I want to ask you is that, what is the one thing that you still want to do to brave through? Like, what do you, is there something on your list you want to brave through that you want to accomplish? Let's share that with people. Because here's the funny thing. When people see you in your power, which they're seeing you right now, they forget that you're a person. You're an author, you're an empowerment, you're a speaker, you're a poet, you're making movies, you know what I mean? Like, you're healing people through Reiki. I always talk about Beth who heals jellyfish, you know what I mean? Like, you all do such incredible things that they're, people sometimes don't realize that, you know, that you are people. And then they do that to themselves too. They forget that they're human too. And that there's things that we want to brave up. I mean, we've heard some of just writing in this book was braving up. What you chose to share in this book, and you might choose to share something else in another book. All of that is braving up. So let's talk about that. What is something that you still want to accomplish or brave through or courage up or whatever you want to call it? Let's talk about that. So guess what? We're going to start with you, Amy.
Well, I don't know that I want to do it, but I know that it's something that I have to conquer, and that is my fear of speaking in public. I'm good now. I'm fine in this setting. You can throw as many people in the audience as possible, but talking in front of more than four or five people in real life sends me through a panic attack. So I got to get over that.
All right. So we're going to hold the space for everybody today, right? We're going to hold this big space and big container, and that's you out there in the listening world, because this is what happens. When you actually say it, I think it diffuses it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it just goes, oh, right? Okay, thank you so much for sharing. And what about you, Melissa? What is something that you're looking to brave through, courage up for?
Well, I just announced that I'm running for Congress. So that is the thing that I am braving through right now.
That is awesome. That's a big one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure someone listening's like, I've always wanted to step into politics, but I didn't think I could, I had enough, I, like all those things, right? So right now,
to that person, I literally was sitting with my two people working on my campaign at my dining room table laughing hysterically. And I was like, is this how people run for Congress? And they were like, I guess, I don't know. I've never done this before. And I was like, me neither. So to anyone who's listening, who's thought about wanting to run for office, it really is as easy as calling a couple of your friends and saying, will you help me?
Oh my goodness, that is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Claudia?
Yeah, I think just stepping into visibility with a new message within as this latest version of myself. That is what I'm braving up for and going through in this moment is a reinvention of my life, of who I am, an evolution. And it's coming out and saying, okay, this is me today. You know me from the past, but now this is my latest version.
Ooh, that is very cool. That is very cool, because that changes dynamics as well. It changes relationship dynamics, how people see you. That's very cool. Thank you for sharing. And Nancy?
Well, no one will be surprised to hear that Amy stole mine.
Amy and I, oh, Amy great. And I, oh, great. The two of you together can only have 10 people in the room. You have five each.
Amy and I share the same massive fear of public speaking. And like she said, I'm fine now. It used to terrify me to be in a Zoom room with five people, but I'm fine now with that. But in-person public speaking is still my biggest fear. We are doing a presentation, and by we, I mean Amy has taken a step back, and I am doing a presentation on Sunday at an event. So wish me luck. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right. Well, you know what?
I'll write it.
And I think there's a beautiful way to explain it. Braving up sometimes takes multiple goes at it, right? I'm sure that's not going to be the only time that Melissa's sitting at her table going, this is hilarious. Do you know what I mean? What does this look like? And, you know, Claudia, people going, well, you know, who do you think you are? Or like, ooh, look at you now, you know? And, you know, Nancy, you might have to take talk once or twice or three times to, you know, but I think it's about braving up and continuing to brave up, whatever that looks like. Right. Yeah. So awesome. Cheryl, what about you?
Oh, seems to be, I don't know, being public, not necessarily the speaking part. I have been doing that. I just did something that was very successful. So I'm feeling very heartened, but it is terrifying. So just working with that and not getting in my own way is my major work right now. Just stay out of the way. So.
And I'm sure there's a lot of heads nodding. They're like, ooh, I get that one. You know, that's one of those more internal bravery, courage things. You're like, ah, okay, just go here. Just go here. Thank you so much. And Jennifer?
I'm not even sure how to put it into words, but it's really about co-creating and pioneering new systems for a new earth and stepping into what that looks like. And it's not, you know, it's not fixing what is already existing. It's creating something new that we can all awaken from and remember our truth, that we are here to thrive, and bringing that forth. And I have no idea how that looks, and it terrifies me.
Well, it sounds like you're braving up to something that you want and you believe that you can see. And then there's all sorts of things. Sometimes you're braving up to faith. Sometimes you're braving up to your ideas and just, and having the courage to wait or act on what you know and what comes to you, right? Like that's just that you're just in a state of bravery and being courageous for what's coming. So that's very cool. All right, Beth, and how about you? What's on the agenda?
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
There's always a lot.
We got lots to do.
I do. But I believe the next step, public speaking terrifies me as well. But I'm not even going there. My next step is going to be writing my own book.
Ooh, right on. Right on. Right on. I'm sure there's a lot of heads nodding. That's fantastic. And we can't wait to come to your launch on that. And what a great entry point though. I think I always say to people, if you're looking to write your own book and you have some nervousness around that, what a beautiful forum to write as part of an anthology, right? And get that writing flow going and understand creativity where it stops and starts. But that's good. That's good. Is it the book by the woman who's been kissed by a wolf?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I want that t-shirt. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. And Julie.
Ooh, complicated answer. And like Jennifer, I've been trying to figure out how to say it. Well, the bravery for me right now is my mom and I've always had a complicated relationship throughout the years. And again, and most people may see that as a negative, but I see it as a positive because my mom has the early stages of dementia and it scares the bejeebies out of me of what I'm going to be facing, especially because she has moved in with us. And I know that even in little things, right, that she does, it's like the trigger. It's like, but I'm growing and things that I would have normally been so off the handle have been things that because of the work that I do and the things that I've done for myself, I'm able to shift just how I'm showing up in the relationship. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't scare me that we have a long road ahead. And I am hoping that I can continue to show up with compassion. And that's what my brave act is. It's what I'm looking to do.
That's huge. I mean, I think as you're talking, people are like, wow, first of all, it's courageous. And then it takes another layer, right? Because it's not a, you know, hey, someone's coming for the weekend, you know, kind of courageous, right? It's really, and then there's all that work on self. So, wow. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. And Dali, what about yourself?
So I have two. My personal one is to take a trip overseas all by myself. That petrifies me. And I've been to 27 states by myself. And I've driven, and that's cool. But for some reason, the idea of going all by myself is just scary. And then the other one is, I think Cheryl said, getting out of my own way, specifically going for the big fish, the huge contracts that I know I am more than good enough for it, but I'm just so scared of effing it up. That's the honest truth.
Well, this is a place where you can be honest. It's called Mission Accepted. It's for people that take the mission, but more importantly, it's for people that stay on the mission. And that's the stuff that starts to come up, right? So you can really, I mean, that's the world of an entrepreneur, I'm assuming you're being in an entrepreneurial position, is that, you know, you are your everything. You're the boardroom at the table, right? And so, of course, absolutely. And everyone's sending you love right now. We know you got it. And here's what I think. I think that once you put it out there, it loses power. So be interesting to see the contract that you land next week. Awesome. So look, everybody, this book is called, so that's it, Awaken Your Power, Real Stories. And I think what you just had is you had a major dose of real stories from real people that are not just in the book doing the work or have done the work, but are in the work and continue to do the work. And so I just want to kind of end it with a few minutes, Amy, from you, and a few minutes, Nancy, from you. We're going to wrap up. And of course, we're going to have in all of the show notes where you can get what you need to get and the continuum of that. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you were listening to this show and you're like, oh, man, and someone's name popped into your head, for me, I always say that's an indication that you need to do some connecting. So get that person connected to this book. Right? Because there's a reason. You may not know. You may not know. But I think that that is always a great indicator. So Amy, Nancy, give us a few words and then it's going to come back to me and I'm going to wrap it up and we're going to have a great wrap. Amy?
I just want to say to anybody that's listening, you can see why we absolutely love all of you and how special each and every one of you and the other women in the book and all the women in the community are. You are unique. You are unlike women in any other community. And your stories are gorgeous. They're beautiful. They're hard to read in points because it's hard not to feel so much when you're reading them, but they're also funny and poignant. And I just encourage anybody to read the book and share the book and come to the summit, because all of these women are, their stories will be told in the summit, but also we're having separate roundtable conversations with different configurations of them that are going to be incredible. And the summit is August 26th, 27th, and 28th. And the ebook comes out on August 26th. And then we're rolling out, physical books and audio books after that. So there's lots of opportunities to support these women and get their stories out there, because we live in a very complicated and divided world. And when you look at this group of women, they're so diverse and yet their stories are so universal. So it's really a great way to learn about somebody whose shoes you have not walked in and to try and understand each other a little bit better. What do you have to add, Nan?
Yeah. Absolutely nothing. You said it all.
I love that. I love that. Well, look, what I think that you heard today is that power is much like love. And that as you empower yourself, I think you open yourself up to more love and opportunity and growth and all of those things that makes for a good world. That makes for a good world. And I think when we recognize that we're all, you know, walking in our own footsteps, that it allows us to give everything a break. Do you know what I mean? To have more love, to have less judgment, to do your own path, to do your own thing, and let good things come, right? And let the good things come. Let them shine brightly. So thank you so much for being the publishers of this book. Thank you for all of the people that I am, such a pleasure to be part of this book. I'm kind of like doing the hosting of the book that I'm in, but I'm going to encourage all of you to get the book. And then, you know what, make a concerted effort if you can, find out where all of these authors are. It is really cool when you have them sign your chapter. So we do that a lot, you know, signing chapters, signing books. It's really super fun. So audience, I just want to talk to you for a moment because I know that you're inspired. I know that you're motivated and you feel more courageous. That's what happens when you do things like this. And thank you so much for staying to the end because I'm going to have an invitation for you. If you want to be sitting where these ladies are, if you want to do a group show, if you have a mission, if you want to do a solo show, or you want to do a three-part mini series, or goodness, if you are ready for your own TV show, it's really easy to find us. Same place that you probably found this show. It's debdrummond.com. My name, so it's not difficult. You can find us, and we're here. If you have a story to tell, we've got a place for you to put it. And that's what you're going to get when you read this book. So thank you so much for being with us, audience, listeners, and all of you that showed up today. I have one message, and it's always